Welcome to episode number 3 of Slacker Astronomy. Each week we brought you a new podcast about news in the world of astronomy. And when there was no news, we begged for money at Harvard Square to support our podcasting habit. But today we have some terrible news. This will be the last ever podcast of Slacker Astronomy. Travis, want to explain?
Huh? What? Yeah, what she said.
Travis isn't taking this so well.
Well, what is there to take? I mean, other than pills. Lots and lots of pills. Mm.
Travis, Aaron, and I put together this podcast mainly for ourselves. We wanted to share the wonders of astronomy with the world and at the same time have a bit of fun. Astronomy is cool and awesome, but it's often taught by old-school boring physics professors.
You see, in an attempt to liven up what we thought, for some strange reason, you know, people might find us funny.
But instead they complained, loudly. So loudly that our bosses found out, and we've been forced to stop the show or else lose our jobs.
Oh, this is America after all. No good deed goes unpunished.
Speak up, Travis, so they can hear you.
I said no good... you know what? Who cares? I certainly don't anymore. It's fine. Whatever.
So I'd like to thank you all for listening to us and sending us some terrific emails. They really touched our hearts.
See, but then the man ripped them out.
Travis, relax.
How can you just sit there and take it?
Oh, I'm not planning to just take it. I thought, since we're going off the air, we may as well clear the air as well. Instead of just signing off, I thought we'd tell the world some real stories in astronomy, tell them the things they normally never get to hear.
Yeah, I like where you're going with this. Like the fact that Saturn's moon Mimas really is the Death Star.
Exactly, and the fact that Saturn's rings are the remnants of Alderaan.
And these astronomers, are, trust me, they really just make all this shit up while tripped out on quaaludes and shark fin oil.
All astronomers know that Einstein was lucky, that's all. He just got very lucky. E equals MC squared wasn't a breakthrough. It was supposed to be the world's first hip-hop rhyme.
You know it's true. Every astronomer points his telescope into their neighbor's house at least once a week.
Astronomers, in league with the American Dental Association, own the candy companies. Hence, the Milky Way, Mars bars, Starburst.
Eclipses? They're really just when astronomers practice turning off the sun.
Ever wonder why there are stars on almost every flag on Earth? Don't.
People, astrology is real.
Okay, them be fighting words.
Black holes aren't black. They're pink. You see, scientists knew that no one would fund the research of a pink hole, so they lied. They lied.
Calm down. I can hear them coming. We've got to get out of here.
It takes 3.14 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll lollipop.
You'll never take us alive, copper. Astronomy is for the masses. Let go of them!
In the beginning there was nothing, not even time, no planets, no stars, no hip-hop, no rhyme. But then there was a bang like the sound of my cat. The universe began and the shit was fat. The universe began as a singularity. Nobody knows what went on then T. For 10 million trillion trillion trillions of a second, the state of the universe cannot be reckoned. The fundamental forces were unified. We've no theory to describe that though I've tried. Then the forces split and the universe was born. It was hotter than a priest watching pity porn. Protons, neutrons, and electrons came to pass as photons collided, changing energy to mass. 3 minutes go by, temps a cool 1 billion, down from 100 million trillion trillion. This reduced heat allowed a new event, the formation of heavier elements. Still, it was millions of years or the first star glow. If you're done with the bang, sing along, here we go. It was a big pow, piz out, bang a dang, baby, baby, boom, baby, boom, pop, boom, the big big bang. A big pow, piz out, bang a dang, baby, baby, boom, baby, boom, pop, boom, the big big bang. Hold on now, what about inflation? That's a little tricky and could use some explanation. Inflation, one could fairly state, was the time when the universe expanded at a rate that was faster than the speed of light, but that oversimplifies and it ain't quite right. Still, for purposes here, it will have to do, cause I ain't got the time to explain it to you. Rock. Damn. It was a big pow, piz out, bang a dang, biggie, biggie, boom, biggie, boom, pop, boom, the big bang. A big pow, piz out, bang a dang, biggie, biggie, boom, biggie, boom, pop, boom, the big bang.
Hey,
and the birth of all matter. Say it took 7 days, you're as mad as a hatter. It was millions of years for the first star glow. If you're done with the bang, sing along, here we go. It was a big pow, piz out, bang and dang, baby dakey boom, baby boom, pop boom, the big big bang. A big pow, piz out, bang and dang, baby dakey boom, baby boom, pop boom, the big big bang. A big pow, piz out, bang and dang, baby dakey boom, baby boom, pop boom, the big big bang. A big pow, piz out, bang and dang, baby dakey boom, baby boom, pop boom, the big big bang. The big big bang. The big big bang. Boom. The big big bang.
If you've ever wondered about the stars and the planets and astronomy in general, you might want to check out Slacker Astronomy.